And talking alligator. And how do you talk alligator?
Other than help.
Yeah, run.
Anyway, in the studio this morning, we have Jackie Lau. And she is representing, and she wanted to talk about the Apollo, who's coming here in Lafayette.
That's right.
And Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to give you a little segue in all of this, and we're letting you know that James Brown is going to be in town.
Well, in a special way, James Brown will be in town. The Apollo Theater is producing a new show called James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance. And they decided to launch this production in Louisiana because of the Live Entertainment Initiative. And they originally were going to go to New Orleans, but I convinced them to do it in Lafayette instead. So we have an exciting launch period that's 10 days long, starting October 8th. Mm-hmm. And it ends with a public show at the Hyman Center. And people can see James Brown Get on the Good Foot.
Good, good. And that's going to – now, you have the good production or the great – I would say the good production, but you have a production of all of this. You have the dance company, the Philadelphia Dance Company.
That's right.
Be here, and featuring Lauren Cox and many others are going to be
right.
performing. And now you have different events that are going to be taking place on that – prior to all of this.
That's right.
Yeah.
We built up a whole project because everybody's going to be here for a long time. Mm-hmm. We have an extraordinary array of talent, from lighting designers to costumers to dancers to people who have played important roles of leadership, not only in the arts world, but in the civil rights period.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the course of the week, we'll have master classes for dancers. We'll have a workshop for people who are interested in theatrical lighting. We'll have a workshop for people who are interested in costume designing. We will have Joan Myers Brown, who just received the National Medal for the Arts, along with Alan Toussaint and Ernest Gaines, will be here speaking about her life and her establishment of Filadenko and about her role in the civil rights movement. We will have open rehearsal where anybody who wants to come to see this dance show being put on stage can come to see it. And then the last thing we'll do is we'll have a public showing of the work on October 17th. It's the first event on PASA series. Tickets are available now at the Hyman Center, and the box office number is 291-5555. The tickets are priced from $10 to $40. And after the event, the Deltas, the alumni chapter here in Lafayette, are going to have a party for everybody who comes to the show to come and meet the cast afterward. When we finish up in Lafayette, we're going to the Apollo and having the world premiere on October 22nd. And on October 26th at the Apollo Theater, we have Lafayette Night at the Apollo Theater. LCVC is bringing a Zydeco band to the Apollo for our pre-party. Then the show takes place, and then there's a dance party on the soundstage at the Apollo afterward. And then there's a national tour that then heads to Germany. So it's a big, exciting project for our community.
Certainly is.
Anybody who's interested can hear it. And the music is going to be James Brown recordings with some new music components built to link the pieces together. And the costumes are really cool and interesting. And I actually just cannot wait to see what's going to happen.
Well, it is an exciting event that's going to be taking place. Because why here in Lafayette? Because we do believe that Lafayette is an excellent location where you can have an introduction of sort and beginning of all of this,
right,
rather than going to New Orleans, because we are one of the places that presents. And people also
And we know how to get things done.
We know how to get things done. And, of course, James Brown, get on board with a good foot and all of that. And you know how James Brown was always exciting, because he always exuded a lot of energy. You know, people around him, when he'd come to the Immaculate Heart of Mary at the old gymnasium, when he'd perform there, get on, and he was young then.
Right.
And he'd wear them little shoes that he would dance on the stage and just slide all over the place. This is an opportunity for all of you to come and put it on your calendar. And we're going to be talking more about this as it gets closer and closer in the future, as we get close to the events that take place, because Tuesday on October the 8th, and then you got Wednesday on the 9th of October, and the 12th, and the 14th, and the 15th, and the 16th. And, of course, the big event is taking place on the 17th. So we're going to be talking to you and informing the general public and get you all excited so you can at least make sure that it is a successful production right here.
John, I know that you have a lot of music people listening, and we're looking for people who are interested in being production assistants on the project.
Really?
We need people who are willing to put in pretty much 4 hour shifts a day, and our shift times will start at 8 in the morning and they'll end probably at 8 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any compensation for people, but this is a great resume builder. It's an opportunity to learn from a great lighting director, Clifton Taylor, to learn from Otis Salid, the artistic director, who also conceived the Broadway hit Smokey Joe's Cafe, who's worked with Spike Lee, who's produced Super Bowl events, mm-hmm. who's produced television shows, who wrote the theme song for Amateur Night at the Apollo, and whose idea this all actually was. So if people are interested in being a production assistant, if they can find me on Facebook, Jackie Lyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then also my cell phone number is 337-781-1273. If it's a university student, the academic vice president has agreed to treat students involved in this project the same way they treat athletes who have to miss class for certain athletic events. We will take anybody. I'd rather have a reliable 16-year-old than an unreliable PhD.
Right.
Well, I need somebody I can count on, and I need somebody. So if somebody's interested in being involved in this project, call me at 781-1273.
Okay. You've heard all that good information. I know it's a lot to digest. But we'll come back and explain to you a little bit more in the near future.
And you can find more out about it on the Apollo Theater's website and also on the Acadiana Center for the Arts website.
Okay.
Both will have information.
Thank you, Jackie. Just wish we could visit with you a little longer, but we got to get back
John,
to. Yes.
So when do we have to fly into New York to be on Apollo?
Actually, that's going to take place right after the production here on the 17th. So they are actually they have tickets at Delta's counter over there in the airport.
Actually, anybody who's interested in going.
No, we're saying that.
When do we fly out?
You know the question that was just posed to you. And
You can fly out October 24th or 25th.
The answer should be very simple.
Yep. I would think so, John.
There are two tickets round trip
for you and
accommodation in
New York for us.
For the two of us.
So that sounds like a real
good
deal.
That's what's going to take place. Again, thank you, Jackie, for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
Always
I appreciate
you
it
studio.
So much. Yeah.
Back to you, Melvin.
I've been right here by your side. 18 long years, baby. I've been right here by your side. You know, baby, 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 baby. You never will find another man like me. You know you've done me wrong. Ooh, place to stay. I remember, baby, when you had no place to stay. You know, baby, 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 you never will find another man like me.
deputy.
Thank you.
Vas de tonana. KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts, presenting Jazz at the Center, featuring vibraphone virtuoso Warren Wolf and his jazz quintet, Friday, September 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the James Devon Munkus Theater in downtown Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the phone number is 233-7060. The website is acadianacenterforthearts.org.
You ready?
Yeah!
Oh, one, two, three, four.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary Woo! Funk, soul, R&B, and other
things.
Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on Caribbean.
Now, let me see, John, the, let me see.
What's that?
The big 13th annual five-day trail ride starts on September the 16th, which is on a Friday, September the 16th through Friday, September the 20th. It's a five-day ride. And this is the this happens every year. They've been doing it, as it says, for 13 years. So now,
five-day ride.
Okay, on Sunday, September the 15th, they will be at Philip Victorian Place in Iway. And then on Monday, September the 16th, they'll be at Philip Victorian. They will leave Philip Victorian and go to Tony McIntyre. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, they will be going Fenton to Elton at Red Caesar's Place. Wednesday, they leave from Elton to Swallow to Rural on Wednesday, September, to Swallow to Rural. And that will be September the 18th. And then from Swallow to Highway 104 on September the 19th. And Friday, September the 20th, from Highway 104 to Doral at Geno's. So Geno's, they will end up at Geno's Place, and I know they're going. That's usually when they have their dance that Friday night.
Yeah.
So if you want to catch somebody and find out what day you want to just hang out, it's a good thing just to hang out with these guys and just ride horses for a long way.
You can ride for five days.
Or you can just go and catch with them and pay for that day, whichever way you want to do. You can pay for a week, pay for that day, and ride with them You know, it's such a great thing, and you're eating. They don't have a problem with eating. They do a lot of eating, and they drink all Cokes and Sprite and strawberry sodas, all that good
That's
stuff.
It.
I didn't say that was it, but they drink that kind of stuff. They drink.
Normally those rides, if they have it like the ones in Texas, there's no alcohol beverages will be allowed on the ride.
But if you need more information, call Dwayne Sees at 337-391-6008. And that's 337-391-6008. So if you like riding horses, it's a good time. Call Dwayne, and you can get more information from him, and he can tell you how to do it, when to do it, where to meet, and all that stuff. But it's a lot of fun. I did one with him 1 year, and it was fun just for a day.
You rode a horse?
Huh? Buggy. Buggy. Oh,
okay.
Just rode a buggy.
A horse?
Huh?
Why didn't you not ride a horse?
I didn't have a horse to ride, and I wasn't looking for one to ride. I rode the buggy. Much easier on the buggy.
I would assume.
Yeah,
yes.
The buggy's a lot easier.
Yeah,
but if you got buggies and you want to follow along with the buggy, that's fine. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
I would think so. I'd try to see
the
that.
Back roads.
When
stuff,
is that again? No,
that starts on
September the 16th.
September the 15th.
15th.
It starts.
All right.
That's that Sunday. Okay. They're gonna meet at Philip Victorian Place in Iowa, and that's where the ride is going to start on that Sunday. And you can just go if you want. Just go hang out with them at Philip Place on Sunday. You can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a couple of dollars and you can hang out.
It gotta be fun.
Yeah, it is fun. You know, just to be around because it's all good.
Yeah.
And then they'll end up in Fenton by Tony McIntyre's place, and then in Fenton from Fenton to Elton, then to Swallow, then to 104 or something like that. But anyway, get ready for that. That is coming, and we'll let you know more about it as we go on.
The Sunset Reserve officers are having a pull bar sale.
Today
in Sunset. And that's going to be it's taking place at the Sunset Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay.
And Chief Guillory says that he wants all of those pull bars to be sold today. And it started off at 10, and it goes until 2 o'clock. And
10
they're
to
hoping
2.
Okay. that they'll run out before that time.
That is great.
So
that's
what
good.
Chief
what,
said.
What kind of pull bar?
It says that pull bar, and they're going to have just pull bars, you know, just sausage. And they're going to have chips and a soda pop. Donation only $5.
That's a good
deal. And that's to help raise some money to help defray some of the costs that they
and
have
in,
to do.
And that's on Main Street in Sunset.
Yeah, that's on the Main Street in Sunset. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
And
Main
so,
Street in Sunset.
Yeah.
And the other, and I guess the other thing, too, is if you got options. If you don't stop and get one coming through on I-49, you can get stopped. It won't be for a pull bar. You'll be a pull bar.
Well, I don't think we won't put it.
No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, no,
but anyway,
no, because
go ahead
and
get your pull bar.
I think that chief is very nice.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Go out and support and understand it's for the volunteer.
That's the volunteer fire department.
So that means the volunteer fire department means they don't get paid for what they do.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So that's one way to do it. I'm sure they need to buy some things, you know, for the department. So stop by if you're in the Sunset area. Just stop by. Just get off of I-49 and go south and make a right at the T. And somewhere down there you will see the pull bar sale. So go out and support even the community, especially the community in Sunset. You need to go buy some pull bars because they are helping to protect you. That is one way you can give back because they give it back. So that's one way you can give back
volunteer.
To them. You go, volunteer. Yeah. And just tell them MC and JB sent you, and they will charge you exactly what you're supposed to pay.
Yeah, it's only a donation of
$5. $5. I mean, you can't beat
that.
$5
pull bar. You're getting the chips, and you're getting the soda pop.
For $5.
For $5.
Man, that sounds like a deal.
That's right.
That
and
like
I want to say good morning to my sister, Dello. She just called me all the way in Baton Rouge. And I say all the way, but it's right now.
Way over there.
Way over there. And I think her daughter, Chardell, is in town.
Okay.
And my niece. Good morning to you. And Tope and Monica, all the rest of them around Baton Rouge. Ernie, Todd, and Tracy, and the two little twins, and Reggie. Good morning to all of you.
To all of them.
And that's it.
Okay. All right. Play more music. And to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melvin, and Marley this morning. Good morning to you guys.
Well, John and Jory is the same thing. I got to tell them hello.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
the Creole way. Everything's gotta be the Creole way. What she likes it. The Creole way. Everything's gotta be the Creole way. Well, she likes it. The Creole way. Everything's gotta be the Creole way. She likes it. The Creole way. Everything's gotta be the Creole way. Too fresh, yeah. Yeah, good old fresh, okay. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Damn hard to do it, sauce. The Creole way. Oh, yeah, good old sweet potato pie, yeah. She likes it the Creole way. Everything's got to be the Creole way. Well, she likes it the Creole way. Everything's got to be the Creole way. Yeah, yeah. Oh, them fresh backbone. High stepper. Good old Graton. About your crayfish. Oh, it's getting spicy in here. Mm-hmm. Like that boudin. Look up. Yes, what? Well, she likes it. The Creole way. Everything's gotta be the Creole way. Well, she likes it. Everything's gotta be the Creole way. The way she wears her hair. The clothes she wears. Oh, the cayenne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Check. I sing you from across the room. Across the room. Gotta get to know you. 'Cause I ain't never seen nobody like you. And girl, you caught my eye. On by. Swag nice, looking oh so fly. Can I get your number? Yeah. Ain't never met no one like you. Girl, you got my mind on with everything you do. And if it's not too much to ask, I just wanna dance. Thing that I do.
Life is a short affair. It's gonna be what you make it. No time for games, that's right. Give me the real stuff. Ain't got no time for fakers. Take off the mask right now.
Joe.
Yeah, Keith, what's up?
Man, right now, let's do something for all them haters, for all them wannabe Zydeco bands, man. Let's take it way back. Let's take it back to 1987.
You mean when we first started playing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, let's do it. Through the Zydeco.
All right, as we come to the end of another great Saturday morning for the people.
Yes, indeed.
It's 11:56. You got about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left.
We got to play something for the Bow Down Club.
Yep. Did you say good morning to Floyd?
Did not say good morning. Good morning, Floyd.
What about Dr. Gene Morris?
Dr. Gene? No, Gene didn't even call
he
this
didn't
morning.
Call
that's
this
unusual.
Morning.
Well, he didn't call. Maybe
Zydeco Joe the dancer.
The dancer. He tried to call last Saturday, but we was on the radio, so we never could get through.
What about Lil Buck?
Lil Buck didn't call, but I hear he's doing well. Big party going on right now, celebrating his birthday again.
Yeah,
it's his third one this year.
Oh, in St. Charles Street.
There on the corner.
So he's inviting all the friends.
Everybody gonna be there. Okay. Let's go check it out.
Yeah.
We'll make a quick stop and see where the party's at.
And it's smoking right now.
Oh man. Yeah. Him and what's his
Big Mark.
Him and Big Mark are there.
Big Mark is cooking.
Sweating and cooking.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna stop by there.
Right, check that out.
I know he's got a lot of chicken and sausage.
That ought to be
pork chops and.
Yeah, Lord.
We got that.
Yep. Got to check him out.
Yeah, we got to go
there. Hope Big Buck is doing good. Hadn't heard anything, so I guess that's a good sign. Hadn't heard. I'm sure it's all well. I mean, he was on tour, which is a good deal. Also, John and I know, and I'm speaking for John, want to extend our condolences to Preston Frank and his family for the loss of Louise Frank, who passed away Friday before last. Just want to extend our condolences to the Frank family, Keith's mother. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Keith, but for his mother, just want to extend our condolences to the family this morning and wish them strength. That's all we can do.
That's all we can do.
I'm sure many of you have lost some loved ones also. And next Saturday, we will do a tribute to those who have lost someone, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken. So get your list together and start getting ready for next Saturday. We're going to do it. And if it seems like we're forgetting, call us and remind us, because we get in the road sometimes that, you know, we just get in that circle. But anyway, we will be closing out with the man himself.
Yep.
For the Bow Down Club this morning. Yep. We'll be right back.